This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Welcome, everyone. Today we have a special shiur in preparation for the Yom Tov of Pesach. We're going to talk about Achilas Afikoman, and we have a lot of material, so bear with us. We're going to try to do it snappy, and hopefully we'll get clarity regarding the inyan of Achilas Afikoman. Regarding the eating of the Afikoman, it's Machloikes Tanoim. When the Afikoman should be eaten. Okay, it's Machloikes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Well, actually, the Machloikes starts when it comes to the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds Karban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says you have the whole night to eat the Karban Pesach. Now, matzah is compared to the Karban Pesach. So whenever you eat the Karban Pesach, you'd have to eat the matzah. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you'd have to eat the matzah by Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have the whole night to eat the matzah. Furthermore, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is compared to Pesach and Achilas Matzah. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you would only have until Chatzos to be Mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you would have the whole night. That's why the famous question on the Haggadah is, Masa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, yeah, Rabbi Tarfain, Shem Mesumim B'Bnei Brak. The question is, I understand what Rabbi Akiva was doing, speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole night, because his shita is Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim goes the whole night, because Karim Pesach is the whole night. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he holds that Karim Pesach till Chatzos. So what's he doing, speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole night? He's wasting his time. It's like a guy wearing tefillin on Shabbos.
Something about time.
What? What, you're talking about Makas Fardeya? You're talking about Dayenu? Saying Dayenu is not Limud HaTorah? L'chay or not, right? Maybe but they were Mesaparim, but Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're telling the story. So his narrative, if I tell a story about Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that Torah? Pashto's not. So he should leave and go to sleep and be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Oneg Yom Tov. But why is he speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim? All the Achronim ask this question. So the Stipler would say that's why it says it was in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak is the city of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Mardas of Bnei Brak. And in Bnei Brak, the halacha follows him. But now we're going to talk about Afikoman. And let's see the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Taf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, La'achar gemar kol asuda, oichlen mimatzah hashmura tachas hamapa. When you're done with the meal, you eat the matzah that's being preserved under the sheet. Kezayis, kolechad, everyone eats a kezayis, zechel a pesach, hanechel ala soiva, to commemorate the Karban Pesach, which was eaten on satiety. V'yoichlenu behaseba, you have to eat the afikoman leaning. V'lo yivarech alav. V'hi zaher la'achlai kaidem chatzais. You need to make sure to eat afikoman before chatzais. Why? Because you have to be concerned for the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Azariah that there is no mitzvah after chatzais. Who paskins that way? The Shulchan Aruch. Only the Shulchan Aruch. Don't worry. If it would be a minhag, people would take it very seriously. If it would be some, you know, but it's only a halacha. It's only something you have to do. So, you know, people don't get so caught up in it. But yes, you have to be, now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, you're chayiv to eat it. He says you should be zahir to eat it. Meaning, at the very least, it's something that should be done. Okay, so the question is, many people, their siddurim, they last well into the night, and the first thing you need to know is that if somebody wants to say a gematria, the night of the Seder, no. What does gematrias have to do with Yetzias? No gematrias. What about very chappy divrei Torah? Save it for the meal. Chappy divrei Torah has nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a time for pilpul. It's not a time for gematrias. It's not a time for coloring books. It's not a time for the mitzvah is to tell the story. Everything else is a distraction. Everything else, and not only distraction, you're going to end up being mevatel very important halachos. Namely, you have to finish afikoman by chatzos. Not only that, the Rama says halal also. So the question is, what do you do? What do you do if you're stuck at a seder, and they're telling you the gematria of every single word of the Haggadah? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, they don't do, but so, what do you think we're doing today?
Oh, great. That's amazing.
Yeah, you didn't see the message? So backed by popular demand, we're revisiting the Avnezer. Okay, so that's the question. So Shaus Tshuvas Avnezer Achaim Simin Shin Pehe. Okay, we're going to try to go through it quickly. Avnezer comes from left field, by the way. His starting point is completely left field. What bracha do we make on matzah? He says, "Nasati alibi la'ayin be'inyan berchas al achilas matzah ve'al achilas marar umei haroy hoy levarich le'achol matzah le'achol marar." The same way we say lehan, we don't say al mitzvah tefillin. We say lehaniach tefillin. Why? Because if I say, you know, I'm busy today. I have to go be mekayim the mitzvah today of. I'll pick something else. I have to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mois Chitim today. Chaim, do me a favor. I want you to put on tefillin for me. Can you put on tefillin for me? Can't put on tefillin for me. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. It's eif shal yidei shliach. That's why we say lehaniach tefillin. So any mitzvah that's eif shal yidei shliach, we say le, not al. So why do we say al achilas matzah? I can't appoint you to eat matzah for me. V'haramban v'haran kasu be'emes bilamid lechel. The Ramban and the Ran taka say, you do say le'echa matzah. You know that? But Ach Gir says from Shalom Paragarbi Psachim Al Achilas Matzah. Our Gir says Al. So the Levush says, since the Balabayis is Moitzi everyone in the mitzvah, in the bracha of Al Achilas, right? You know that. Only one person says Al Achilas, everyone says Al Moitzi, but only one person says Al. And therefore Al is only one person makes the bracha on the matzah. Therefore, Al is more Shayach. The only thing is, it's not true. That's not our minhag. Our minhag is v'tira zeh enoy oilo l'minhagenu shekol echad mevarich la'atzai. This doesn't work out according to our minhag that everyone makes the bracha themselves. U'mikom akam mevarchin al. So the Chok Yaakov says, well, we don't want to change from the lashon of the Torah, because the Torah says al matzoy sumroyrim yachluhu. So the Amin says, what? It says al matzoy sumroyrim yachluhu the carbon pesach. What does that have to do with al achilas matzah? Why? Because it says the word al in the pasuk, but al is not talking about eating it. Okay. Ulafi anias daiti nera litein tam mashem brachin al biur chametz. We have another question. Why do we say al biur chametz? Ulachayir hayu yoyser roy levarch livaer. We should say livaer because the vadei lehaba mashma livaer means to destroy. By the way, when do we make the bracha leva'er? The night before. Yeah? Well before we're burning the chametz. By the way, a little trivia question. What are all the brachas you only make once a year? Al bir chametz. Birchas ilanos. Nachem. Those are three. And those are four brachas you make once a year.
No.
Anyone who comes up with another one gets an extra bagel. Brachas Hachama, it's once every 28 years. Okay, so why do we say Al Bir Chametz? We should say Leva'er. You ready? Va'ayim B'Tezeran. Lofiyani Yazdaiti Nira Kivan De Mitzvah Biur Nasa Behagia Pesach. When are you making the Mitzvah Biur? Since the mitzvah biur happens when Pesach arrives, the ein habiur mitzvah misad hazman shenasabaya biur. The mitzvah is not to burn the chametz. There's no mitzvah to burn a piece of pizza. The mitzvah is that when Pesach comes, it should have been burned. Rak mitzad a Pesach sheba achar habiur. V'kivin shebeyegia Pesach. If when Pesach comes, the chametz has been burned, therefore it's more appropriate to say al. Because the mitzvah is not to burn it. The mitzvah is that when Pesach comes, it should have already been burned. Shaykh Yosef Varch Albiur, the mashma nami l'sha'avar. Albiur also has a past implication. Leva'er is only for the future. And it's not true. The mitzvah is not to burn the chametz. The mitzvah is that when Pesach comes, the chametz should have been burnt. Ah. So now that we said that when we say al, when we're saying a bracha on a mitzvah that when the time comes, you want it to have already been done. Let's come back to matzah. Uvezeh yesh liten tam demavarchinan al achilas matzah umarar la Reb Lezer ben Azariah da achilas Pesach ad chatzois. We know according to Reb Lezer ben Azariah, you have to eat matzah by chatzois. V'yolif migzera shava divi avarta be'eretz mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. It says hazeh by Makas Bukharis. It says hazeh by matzah. Malah lan ad chatzois af b'layla hazeh d'ksib achilas Pesach ad chatzois. V'hadavar yipla. Ah. Ready for the kasha of the Avnei Nezer? Think about the Gzera Shava. Just like Makas B'chayrois was exactly at Chatzois, so too, Achilas Matzah has to be before Chatzois? Is that a Gzera Shava? Just like God slew the firstborn precisely at the moment of Chatzois, so too you need to eat the Matzah by Chatzois? That's not similar. It should be just like God slew the firstborn exactly at the moment of Chatzos. You need to eat the matzah exactly at the moment of Chatzos. So basically, you should get a gun license, and instead of matzah, you should get matzah pellets, and have somebody exactly on a timer exactly at the moment of Chatzos. Bam. Straight down your mouth, down the esophagus, into the stomach. This way you could be mekayim, chatzois, chatzois. So you say, but it's muksa. But that's ef sher ben yanacher. But why is it, how can you make a gzera shava? Just like Makas Chos is exactly at chatzois, achilas matzah is by chatzois. The tzarech leimar must be, kivan di ef sher lecha b'chatzois mamish. Since it's impossible to eat it exactly at chatzos, she'ein by hemshach zman klal, because exactly at chatzos doesn't take any time, and to eat a kizayis matzah it takes some time. V'hamayis etzar hemshach zman al karchach haperush shebechatzos is not by chatzos. Something has to happen exactly at chatzos. What is it? You ready for this? It has to be that it has been eaten. When the moment of Chatzos, it has to have been eaten. V'chein b'matzah diyalaf min Pesach v'koshkein marar, that it says by Pesach. Si'ah. Now that we learned that the mitzvah of there is no mitzvah to eat matzah. There's no mitzvah to eat Pesach. It's when the zman comes, you had to have already eaten it. So therefore, we say al. Not le. Why?
Yaitzah by chatzois, essentially.
What?
Your yaitzah the mitzvah by chatzois.
When chatzois comes, you have to make sure you have already eaten it. And then your yaitzah. The mitzvah is not to eat the matzah. The mitzvah is that by the time chatzois comes, I wouldn't say that. The mitzvah is to eat the matzah. But since the source of the time is chatzois, which means not just you have to eat it by chatzos, but when chatzos comes, you have to make sure it has been eaten. V'kim kivan de mitzvahs matzah umorar shebegiyah chatzos yekfar nechal yoyser tov levarich al.
Now, I mean, it would be if, let's say, somebody says al birachamitz, then he dies, and then the next day before Pesach comes, somebody makes a birachamitz, yeah, it's a bracha, then he dies. So lechayr, if he's only yaitza later. Then it was l'chayr bracha levatala.
Yeah, according to Amnezer, it was a bracha levatala. Which is a chiddush, no, which is pashas not. Right. The mitzvah is,
when it hits, even if he's not there, it's still going to hit. Time's still going to hit.
Nobody's not alive. I'm saying it's a mitzvah already.
But that time. You're
saying it's on a prayer.
That's what the Rav said.
Next step, okay?
How do we learn from b'chayrus? Which
I, just like Makas b'chayrus.
What is it?
Okay, just like Makas, the source of the zman of when you eat matzah is learned at hazeh hazeh from Makas b'chayrus. Makas b'chayrus is exactly at chatzos. So now we're learning achias matzah. You have to make sure when exactly chatzos comes, you have already eaten it. But still, the question is, it's not exactly parallel because here it happened exactly chatzos, and by matzah, we're not requiring you to eat it exactly at chatzos. Says Avnei Nezer. Now this explains a very interesting phenomenon. There's no halacha that after you shake a lulav of an esrog, you need to be feeling vibrations in your hand until chatzos, until the next day. In other words, there's no such mitzvah that when it comes to shaking a lulav of an esrog, the sensation of shaking your hand has to continue for a full day. So what's this inyan that by afikoyman you have to make sure that the taste of the afikoman remains in your mouth for a while. Why do you need to be tasting afikoman? You don't have to, let's say, when you eat in the sukkah, you don't have to preserve the taste of achila in the sukkah. Whenever there's a mitzvah of kachim, we don't say, don't use Listerine after you eat the kachim. You have to keep the taste of the kachim in your mouth. What's this inyan? You have to have the taste of afikoman in your mouth till chatzos, says Avnei Nezer, since the source of the zman of achilas afikoman is, it says chatzos by makas b'chayros. It says chatzos by achilas pesach. So, technically speaking, you should have to eat the pesach exactly at chatzos. But you can't do that. So at the very least, when chatzos comes, the taste needs to still be in your mouth. The Avnei Nezer is the first one to explain the reason why you don't drink apple juice after. I remember from when I was a kid, the Seder was over, it was 12:30, and I asked my grandmother, I need to have apple juice. So you can't drink apple juice after the afikoman. So I said, what am I supposed to drink? Says water. I said, what? What's water? Water? No, I don't drink water. She didn't let me have apple juice. So I remember, Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoman. That's my memory of it. Anyway, what?
You should not be allowed to drink water. You should be only allowed to eat matzah. After chatzos, you should be allowed to only eat matzah. No water, nothing. Because water also will flush it.
Water doesn't take out the taste.
It actually does, I mean, according to the wine world stuff.
You mean because the water today, the pH of the water is very acidic. So you should have only smart water. They were light plug. Yeah? But the question is, why are you allowed to have the third and fourth cup? Right? You're allowed to have wine. Wine doesn't take away the matzah. Anybody who knows the taste of matzah knows the two, that somehow we have both tastes at the same time. Yeah? Okay, so therefore, v'zeh yeshli ten tam she'in maftirin achar ha-pesach ha-vikoymen. Why? She'asso lecha la'achar ha-pesach ulehanal yesh lefarish kivon she'ha-mitzvah b'hagia chatzois. Since the mitzvah is when chatzois comes, imkein sorach she'ia tam pesach oz b'piv. You need to have the taste of the pesach then in your mouth. She'lo yia kala achilas pesach mikol v'kol. So that the taste of the karm pesach has not dissipated. Now that we're learning that the source of the zman of achilas pesach is hazeh, and technically speaking, you should have to eat it exactly at chatzos, but since that's impossible, at the very least, you need to have eaten it by chatzos. Now we understand the reason why the taste of the pesach has to be in your mouth, because if you can't eat it exactly, then at the very least, it should still be in your mouth. Here's the whopper. Vialke, Nira Ladina, Halach Lemaisa, Leman de Amar Ein HaPesach Nechal El Ad Chatzos. According to the opinion, namely Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Shulchan Aruch, that you must eat the Pesach and the Matzah and the Afikomen by Chatzos, Vuadin Matzah, De Laachar, Achar Chatzos Mutter Lechal. You're allowed to eat food after Chatzos. Says Avnei Nezer, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, who holds you have to eat the matzah and the afikoman by chatzos, and you have to have the taste of the afikoman matzah until chatzos. When chatzos comes, you're allowed to eat roast beef, and you can eat whatever you want. Why? Because there's no din you need to go to sleep with the taste of matzah in your mouth. The din is, when chatzos comes, you need to be, you know, feel tasting the matzah. And at 12:01, you don't have to taste the matzah anymore. That, by the way, that's a chiddush noira. That line alone is a chiddush noira. Who says that's the reason why you have to have the taste of matzah in your mouth? I grew up thinking the reason is because you did a mitzvah, you want it to be beloved to you. You want to wake up at 2 a.m. tasting matzah, or 4 a.m., or 9 a.m. You want to, basically, by 11:45, when you're ready to wash, you want to still be tasting the matzah from the night before. Now, the Avnei Nezer says, where'd you get that? You made that up. The reason is, it's a gzeira shava. That's why you have to have the taste of matzah in your mouth. That exactly at the moment of chatzos, you need to take it to be tasting the matzah. When chatzos is over, then you're allowed to eat. Ubelav hachi nirakein. Even without my chiddush, it would seem this. Devade ein chiyuv sheyishar tam pesach umatzah befib rak bezman hamitzvah. Bechlau, even without my chiddush that you need to be tasting the matzah because something has to be going on exactly at chatzos, it's not mistaber that you have to be tasting matzah. Well, I have a question. And lag ba'omer also, you should be tasting the matzah in your mouth. When exactly do you need to be stopped tasting the matzah? When does it? When they bench tal? When they sell their third aliyah, when exactly do you need to stop tasting the matzah? L'chayra, it only makes sense. You have to taste the matzah in the zman of the mitzvah. V'al kein, therefore, nira, dim b'tchilas hasuda, let's say in the beginning of the meal, oy be'emtza, or in the middle of the meal, I would say by dayenu, if your kid came to the table with like a tome, you know, this size of Divrei Torah, and you know, this Seder is going to 3 a.m., there's not a chance in the world you're making chatzos. So if you see that it's karoiv lechatzois, you know what you do? Yoichal kezayis. Now he's talking about a case where you already ate the kezayis matzah before the first kezayis before chatzois. There is no heter to delay the achilas matzah after chatzois. It's a suffik da'iraisa. I don't care what gematria they taught them in school. Take the book, tell them tomorrow by the meal, they could read the whole book. Not at the Seder. There is no shita, opinion, view that you're allowed to eat the kezayis of matzah after chatzos. It's a suffik d'oraisa. There's only one mitzvah of achila d'oraisa the whole year, and you better make sure to do it before chatzos. We're talking only about afikoymen. Nobody's lenient by the kezayis of achilas matzah. So if you see in the middle of the meal, the meal is going late, and I'm going to blow eating the afikoymen before chatzos. You do as follows. Now this, I don't love this etzah, because I don't have room for the kezayis of matzah and the afikoymen to bat. Now I'm going to have to eat three kezayisim. I'm going to eat the matzah. I'm going to eat the afikoymen before the meal. So this is what you do. Yoichal kezayis matzah al tanai. You say like this. Im halacha kereb lezem ben azahia. If the halach is like Rav Zemanaya, then yeah, l'shem afikoymen. This matzah that I'm eating is for afikoymen. Then you're going to eat it. Look at your clock. And as soon as 12:01 hits, when I say 12:01, I mean whatever chatzos is. Now I'm free to eat the meal. I am now to eat after the afikoymen. I am, according to Rav Zemanaya, because the mitzvah is already over. V'yamtin al achar chatzos. V'yoychal sudasai. V'achar kach yoychal sheinis afikoymen. V'yoytzim iman of shach. Now yoytzim iman of shach. Im halachik rev zanazaya ad chatzois. I was yoytzim with the first afikoymen. And now after chatzois, mutol echol dvar macherim. V'im halachik rev yakiva, da'ad sheyala amar ha-shachar, then I'll be yoytzim with the afikoymen sheni.
Verbalizing this tonight?
Do I?
You have to verbalize this tonight?
Do you have to verbalize it? First of all, Tukar, you want to know if I do this?
No.
I usually don't have to do it. I usually try to make chatzos for the afikoymen. I usually try to stam. You want the kids to be up for Rav Gamliel Hay Omer. You want them to. So, you know, we what do? We say the Haggadah. We translate. I try to translate most of the stuff. As I'm saying, I read a line. I translate. Read a line. Translate. You know, people chime in. You're on a shot clock, and by the meal you could. You want the kids to stay up after Rav Gamliel Hay Omer. For matzah.
Tonight, you have to verbalize, or it could be...
Tonight? Let's see. Look in the Briskarov. Look at number 3. Amnam Nira. Amnam Nira dim nitzbois kedivrei ho'avnei nezer be'ikar ha'yesoid. Da'achar sh'avar zman ha'mitzah lo'y bina ta'am matzah. V'hadin shal ein maftirin enoi. Imkein ein tzorach lahasnois klal. Because I sh'echol kodom chatzos. You don't have to make a tonight. There's no tnai. Mishum doishak kal achila l'shem afikoymen. You don't have to eat l'shem an afikoymen. Because what's an afikoymen? Is the last kezayis that you eat. That's what's an afikoymen. You don't need das. So before chatzos you eat a kezayis of matzah, you don't have to make a tnai. You don't have to be masneh if the halacha is until chatzos, this is my afikoymen. And then after chatzos I'm allowed to eat. And then I eat another one. The Brisker Rav says, you know, tnaim are necessary. Afikoymen is the last kezayis that you eat. So eat a kezayis before chatzos, meaning besides the matzah before the meal, and then you'll eat another one after. Now, by the way, I just want to share with you two things briefly. Hopefully we can do it very briefly. Rav Moshe Feinstein did not hold the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Rav Moshe says that Tanai doesn't help. Rav Moshe says, Maran Zeichazar, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, he brings that he did not hold the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. He says it doesn't help. It was not Niskabel B'chol HaMakoymois, and Rav Moshe was makbet to have the to eat the Afi Koymois before Chatzais. Rav Pam would say that under these conditions, your wife worked very hard, and she slaved away making a beautiful meal. And what are you going to tell her? No, I don't hold the Avnei Nezer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat a Kazayas Matzah, I'm going to eat a Kazayas Amara, I'm going to eat the Koyrech, we're going to skip your meal, the what you've been cooking for a month, we're going to skip the meal, and we're going to go straight to Afi Koyman, and we're going to call it a night. You can't do that to her. Can't do it to her, it's not right. Rely on the Avnei Nezer. Rav Moshe said it's very nice, you want to be a nice guy. You have plenty of times to be a nice guy before Pesach. Tell her before, don't cook for the Seder. Not all of a sudden now you want to be a nice guy. The rest of the year you're a grouch and a grump. All of a sudden you become a Balmida at the expense of Halacha, you want to be a Balmida's Taibais. No. You could be, if you're nice the whole year, you'll be able to get away with following the Halacha the night of the Seder. That's Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe says you can't rely on the Avnei Nezer. Rav Pam suggested that to rely on the Avnei Nezer. But if you're going to a program somewhere, your wife isn't cooking, and actually she wants to go to sleep. So the whole heter to rely on the Avnei Nezer is, you know, you're showing courtesy to her. She's like, oh, I don't need to eat. I mean, it's for you. You don't want to eat. Let's, you know. Now,
the tea room.
What, the tea room?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the tea room?
Oh, you want to
participate in the tea room. Now, what exactly was Rav Moshe's issue with the Avnei Nezer? Let's try to see very quickly. Okay, you ready? Cool. Let's try to do this very quickly. By the way, there are a lot of questions, by the way, when we're learning Yevamos. How could you make a Tanai? There's a klal, kol milsa de lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tanai. Anything you can appoint a shliach to do, you can stipulate in. Now, I can't appoint a shliach to eat the afikoman for me. Halavai, I could imagine, you know, you sit at the table, there are like 9 guys at the table. Who are they? No, there's an app. You could hire people. So I hired one guy to eat the afikoman, one guy to eat the matzah, one guy to eat the marar. There's a marar eater. I mean, now they were advertising a throne rental. Abel, come on. Yeah? Throne rental. But you could rent a throne.
Yesterday.
Enough they delivered to Florida. I'm sure.
But here's my chiddush. Here's my chiddush. Ready? First there was an ad, full page, like silver she'en kamayu. Then 7 pages of different bekeshas. 7 pages of bekeshas. Silver bekeshas. Silver, silver, silver. And then finally, and this topped it off, full page ad for debt relief. Okay, so that's all you need to know. Okay, so let's see Rav Moshe's problem with Avnei Nezer. Let's read it quickly inside. Avol Iker Mashakasav de Rav Lezer Nazaria Leka Isser Achila El Ad Chatzos. Right? What's Avnei Nezer's main chiddush? The main chiddush is according to Rav Lezer Nazaria, you're allowed to eat after Chatzos. The Isser of tasting after the Afikoymen is only after Chatzos. The Acher Kach Rasham Lechel Vafilu Vafilu Matzos. Shehu deloy kahamekubel b'chal hamekoymos she'achar afikoymen also lachalayla. Rav Moshe says it is not mekubel. In other words, not going to help. What are you going to do? You're going to eat the first afikoyman, then you ate after it. No, according to Rav Nazar, you're only allowed to eat after before chatzos. Who told you that? Chari, you're allowed to eat the whole night. Even Avnei Nezer is mashma. Shagam etzlo hu chiddush lemaisa. That even for him, it's a chiddush lemaisa. Dahare mitchila amar zeh rak lechidushai. First, he only said it as a chiddush. So Rav Lezer ben Azariah hu beetzem ikur hamitzvah berega de chatzos mamish. That according to Rav Lezer ben Azariah, beetzem the ikur mitzvah is exactly at chatzos. Verak mikivan shi avshel le'inyan hametzias lecha b'chatzos mamish. First, he said, since it's not shayach and metzias to eat something exactly on chatzos, therefore al kein haperos shebchatzos. First, he says is that it should have already been eaten, and then he says that's the reason it's usher to eat after the Pesach. so that at the moment of chatzos, the taste should be in your mouth. Okay, so the first step of the Avnei Nezer is that since it's impossible to eat exactly at chatzos, at least when chatzos comes, you want the taste to be in your mouth. Ach shehoisif acharkach debelav hachi nami nirakein. Then he says it's logical. It's only logical that the taste has to be in your mouth in the time of the mitzvah, which is mashma that only once he was mechadesh the teretz of al and not li. Therefore, he said at the time of chatzos the pesach should be eaten, and that's why we say al. And now he was mechadesh according to his answer that the Isra Achil is only till Chatzos. And then he says, Belav Hachi, the Isra, in other words, let's think carefully. The Avnei Nezer's question is, why do we say Al Achilas Matzah and not Le? And the answer is, first he says, because when Chatzos comes, you need to have eaten it already. And then he says, that's the reason why we make sure that the taste is in our mouth exactly at Chatzos. And then he says, that's the reason why you're not allowed to eat afterwards. But that only applies, what? Until Chatzos, not after Chatzos. So Moshe asks a very simple question. According to Rabbi Akiva, are you allowed to eat after the... Are you allowed to eat after...
Nice.
After Afikoman?
No.
No? Why?
It's called Alem.
Why? But if the whole reason why you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen is so that the taste should be in your mouth exactly at chatzos, since it's not possible to eat it exactly at chatzos, at least the taste will be in your mouth exactly at chatzos. That only works in the world of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That doesn't make any sense in Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, there should be no reason why you can't eat after the afikomen. Elamai, the reason is that the Torah wants you to show love for the mitzvah, not to eat afterwards. So then in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, also, you should not be able to eat the whole night. He says, V'nischadish loy kishahemek yoysa shigam belav hachi eno isa Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ela ad chatzos shaloy kidenohag hu atzmai va'avoysov v'chal adoris ha'koidmen. This chiddush, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the isra of eating is only until chatzos, the Avnei Nezer never did like that in Sachachov, and all the Sachachov people never did that for many generations. Shezet tamua lismeich al svara ba'alma neged kaladoros. You can't just rely on some svara against all the generations. Even if it's a clear svara, especially this svara, Reb Moshe says, is shvacha maisos. And then Reb Moshe says further, even his answer that we're mevarich al is tamua. Because, I have a question. The answer of Al only works in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why does Rabbi Akiva say you say Al? The mitzvah is the whole night. There's no nekuda misuyemes it has to be eaten by. The tzarachian kol divrei hagoin bal Avnei Nezer b'tshuvazu. The whole Avnei Nezer is tamua. Moshe says you can't rely on it. So bottom line is like this. If you have your own Seder, and you could do everything like in a test tube, in the most ideal possible way, there's no question, you should try to make sure to eat the Afikoman and say Hallel before Chatzos. Now that's not possible for many people. Either they're sitting at someone else's Seder, or there are factors that are not completely within their control. They have a big family. The Haggadah takes time until they get home. So then, under those circumstances, try to rely on the Avnei Nezer. But, in other words, but just to go indiscriminately and say, well, you know, I'll eat the Afikoman after Chatzos. It's not L'Chachila. It's for sure. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you need to try to eat the Afikoman by Chatzos. So therefore, if you're in a situation where you're not going to be able to eat the Afikoman by Chatzos, and the meal is heading, you start your meal with an additional kezayis of matzah, wait till chatzos, and then you can have your meal and eat another one. Okay, that's the Avnei Nezer in a nutshell. Have a great day, everyone. Hatzlacha Rabbah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.